I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Syria's army today shelled residential areas in Homs, the country's third largest city. At least five people were killed there, and a dozen more died after similar shelling in a smaller town. That's according to human rights groups in Syria. The shelling of neighborhoods is the latest blunt tool used by the Syrian regime to put an end to anti-government protests. Foreign journalists are being kept out of the country, so it's hard to confirm any information about what's happening there. The World's Ben Gilbert is following the story from nearby Beirut.
President Assad and his regime have now been battling a nationwide uprising for nearly 2 months. After cracking down hard on protesters in the southern town of Dar'ab, the regime's focus appears to now be on the city of Homs, where 1.5 million Syrians live. This video, posted on YouTube, allegedly shows the situation in the Syrian city 5 days ago, on Friday. Young men in the middle of a street chant slogans against Assad and his government as Syrian military armored personnel carriers sit near an overpass. Shots are fired, and the protesters take cover behind buildings armed only with clubs and rocks. The protesters taunt the soldiers, and they're met with another volley of fire. Today, it seems, the situation only got worse.
In an area called Baba Amr. This area is in Homs. This has been bombed since 5 o'clock in the morning.
A Syrian man who lives near Homs and calls himself Jack, a pseudonym he uses for security reasons, says tanks shelled the neighborhood of Baba Amr for 2 hours. He says the area is completely sealed off by soldiers, police, and state security agents.
Anybody who goes in and out of this area, which will lead you automatically to Baba Amr, will be killed. The army and the snipers are there everywhere. There is one hospital there. Police service are there. Anybody who goes into the hospital will be captured. Anybody who is injured will be captured. Anybody who is dead will be captured.
Jack says Syrian troops have been trying to enter Baba Amr for several days without success, so they blocked the surrounding neighborhoods and then began shelling the area. So far, no one knows how many have been killed or injured.
No information has been coming out. None. Since 5 o'clock in the morning, we can hear, I live far away, but I can hear the bombing. But so far, we cannot have any information.
Another man reached in Homs, who calls himself Abu Majid, says water and electricity have been cut off to the area. There is no communication, and it is forbidden to go to the area, he says. If we get close, they shoot us. Baba Amr and the surrounding three towns are completely cut off from the rest of the world. We don't know what they are doing there. All we hear is bombing and shooting inside. The Syrian state news agency says security forces seized a, quote, huge amount of weapons and varied ammunition in Baba Amr today. The state news service also says the military arrested dozens of people belonging to what it called armed terrorist groups. It says one military officer had been killed in the fighting. Al-Assad's regime has sought to cast the protesters as armed Islamic extremists. Jack, the demonstrator in Homs, says the allegations are ridiculous.
We are the first people to deny and reject Islamic State. We don't want it. The only thing we want, at the beginning, we were asking for freedom. Mm-hmm. Now, we are asking for the regime to step down.
Still, many Syrians fear what could come after the toppling of the regime. Sectarian violence is one concern. As protests continue around the country, as does the government's violent response, Syria's two biggest cities, Damascus and Aleppo, remain relatively quiet. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.